So when we start talking about overeating to you know, hey, I'll be the first one to tell you that, hey, I'm too thick. Well, not that I ain't doing something about it, but I need to get more serious. I need to get more pointed. My wife would tell you, I just don't eat anything. She said, I'm a funny eater. Well, it took me a while. I'm still jesting on it now because I hadn't been serious. But this year, this moment, last Sunday, that's what I did. I judged myself. You see what I'm saying? And I'm putting this in writing. I got some of it now. And I'm going to take it and go back. And when there's some progress made, when some adjustment made, I'm going to make the adjustment. Because I'm going to keep this temple under. But when you're carnal-minded, you can be born again and have a carnal mind run, let your mind rule you. You won't, if God speaks to you, you're going to do what you want to do. But it's going to cost you. But it's not going to stop me from preaching it because you get mad. I mean, everybody can see I'm too big. So why I want to kid everybody like I'm 30, what is it? I don't know what, anyway. You can cut eyes and see I ain't no 32. I mean, and then you say something, I'm going to get mad at you. No, I'm the one that you ought to do me a favor. Say, man, you just too big. No, we don't want nobody to say that to us. You offend me. Well, as long as you stay offended, you're going to stay too big, too. Because can't nobody teach you. Then we leave from, can't nobody teach us, then we leave from that to the blame game. If it wasn't for so-and-so, or wasn't for that problem, I wouldn't do that. No, you didn't need to get in this word. Come on. Because we don't want to take ownership. But I'm taking ownership. How, you know what those people say? You talking about how holy you are. And they slim and trim, and they out there in the world, and you trying to preach them how holy. They say, oh, I don't believe that two-faced joker. Big as two barn houses. Don't tell me. I mean, that's what the world say about us. We might as well to face it. That's what they are saying. And you trying to tell me how to live holy. You ought not to be in that kind of lifestyle. And here you are. That's what they're saying. And they think, you think they're going to follow you to church? But no, they'll call you a phony. All right, let's go on. Because verse 7? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So, then they that or in the flesh cannot. Say cannot. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Did y'all hear that? Y'all hear that all the way to the back? Since y'all sitting back on the back, did y'all hear that? Wave your hand if you heard it. All right. I just need to know I'm getting all the way to the back. If your flesh is, if you live a fleshless life, you'll never please God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. But, ooh, I got to hurry. But you're not in the flesh. See, I'm not in the flesh. But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. I'm born again. And so I got to take charge of my body. I got to take charge of my life. I got to take charge of the thing that I'm in charge of, that I should be doing. When a circumstance come up, I got to take charge. I don't let the circumstance run my life. No, I got to take charge because I'm not in the flesh. But if you're in the flesh, whatever go, whatever, you know, whatever come, wherever go, wherever going to be, just going to be. I just can't resist it. I take charge when something come up different from what the word say about me, who I am. I take charge. I don't care what it is. Hallelujah. So he said, but in the spirit, right? If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what did it say? He's none of his. See, if you ain't born again, you ain't Christ. You don't belong to Christ no way. You're just going through a religious act. You're going through a religious ritual. And if you die, you'll go to hell. Now, that's the people go to hell. But a person born again, that's why they got born again. That's why Jesus came to redeem people. All right, verse 10. For if Christ be where? The body is dead because of sin. You know why? Sin, Jesus removed. And the body is the one do all the sinning. It's big on sin. Satan used the flesh. But if you kill the body, sin has nothing to operate. You know, how many of you go out, get up in the morning, and you know you got an old car sitting off to the side. Ain't no battery in it. Motor took out of it. You sold it to somebody else, and you're going to get in and go to work. You ain't going to do that because it's dead. When you get your body that way, you'll stop sinning. Because you know it's dead. And you don't give it no life. Satan will bring you a photo. He'll bring you a picture of what you used to be, how good it was when you were out there. That's what he'll say. And you'll tell him right away, that's dead. Jesse said this lady, he was on the elevator, and she stepped on and said, gorgeous woman. She said, this is what he said. She hit on, he said, I'm dead. She looked at, what's wrong with it? I'm dead. That's what he meant. He was dead to her. What you want, I can't do it because I'm dead. But see, when that flesh hadn't been killed, come on. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your what? Mortal body by the spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm going to skip because I got to close, but I want to read this statement and then we can go over it again. Listen to this statement. The Lord gave this to me and I wrote it down. The body has to be kept in check because it is not qualified to lead you in spiritual things. I'm going to say that statement again. The body has to be kept in check because it is not qualified to lead you in spiritual things. It is carnal. It is natural. It has not been redeemed. It will yield to sin and temptation, and it won't even put up a fight. Let's tell the truth. When you're following your flesh, and that flesh said, I want another piece of apple pie, then you get one, say, give me two. You won't even put up a fight. You know that's the truth. You've been there. I've been there.